Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and music man, James Lampkin, ready to provide you with a quick quiz of music history and hits. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. This game can be played however you like, alone, together, or in teams. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 80s, same names, and rock opening lyrics. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, turn on your Walkman and grab your Rubik's Cube because we are focused all on the colourful 1980s. We have 5 questions for you, all about popular songs and acts from the 1980s. There is 1 point available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. Take My Breath Away was a 1986 hit for which band, which shares its name with a German city? Question 2. According to the 1988 hit by The Proclaimers, how many miles would they walk to fall down at your door? Question 3. Which band with a rhyming name were behind the 1985 hit song Everybody Wants to Rule the World? Question 4. Canadian singer Alana Miles had a 1989 hit named after what type of fabric? Question 5. Which Swedish group declared "The Winner Takes It All" on a 1980 hit? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is same names. Throughout music history, there have been many stars who happen to have the same name. In this round, you will get clues about pairs of music stars who are unrelated but happen to share the same first name. If you can correctly guess the name that they both have, you get 1 point. Here are the clues. Question 6. One of these men is best known as the King of Pop, whilst the other is best known as the King of Christmas. Question 7. One of these women said, "Call me maybe," in 2012, whilst the other declared, "You're so vain," in 1972. Question 8. Of these 2 British men, one is known for riding shotgun whilst the other has gotta have faith. Question 9. These 2 women are both known as actresses outside of singing and both launched pop careers in the 90s to differing success. Question 10. Of these two American men, one is a crooner born in 1915, and the other is an R&B singer born in 1987. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is rock opening lyrics. You're going to hear the opening lines of some famous rock tracks. The catch being, the lyrics are going to sound quite different to normal. Give yourself 1 point if you can correctly guess the song from the opening lyrics, and give yourself another point if you can correctly guess the artist who performed the song. Let's take a listen. Question 11.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see...
Question 12.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling.
Question 13.
You pretend you're high. Pretend you're bored. Pretend you're anything just to be adored.
Question 14.
We come from the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs flow, the hammer of the gods. We'll drive our ships to new lands.
Question 15.
Tonight, I want to give it all to you. In the darkness, there's so much I want to do. And tonight, I want to lay it at your feet. 'Cause girl, I was made for you.
That is all of today's rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. It's time to see if you're a winner. Here are the answers, starting with the hits of the 80s. Question 1. Berlin. The song was a number one hit as part of the Top Gun soundtrack. Question 2. 1,000 miles. They sang that they would walk 500 miles and 500 more. Question 3. Tears for Fears. Joe Strummer from The Clash recounts that he confronted Roland Orzabal of Tears for Fears, claiming that the title of the song is ripped off from a Clash song, Charlie Don't Surf, and that they owe him a fiver. Roland allegedly reached into his pocket and gave him a £5 note on the spot. Question 4. Black Velvet. Although the song is certainly not about fabric, it's actually an ode to Elvis Presley. Question 5. ABBA. Bjorn from the group stated that he wrote the song in an hour whilst drunk and experienced a rush of emotion. Continuing on to round two, same names, we gave you clues about music stars who happen to have the same first name. These are the answers. Question 6. Michael, as in Michael Jackson and Michael Bublé. Question 7. Carly, as in Carly Rae Jepsen and Carly Simon. Question 8. George, as in George Ezra and George Michael. Question 9. Jennifer, as in Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Love Hewitt. Question 10. Frank, as in Frank Sinatra and Frank Ocean. For our final round today, you were trying to identify some rock hits from just the opening lines. Remember that you can grab 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. These are the songs that we were looking for. Question 11. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Question 12. That was How You Remind Me by Nickelback. Question 13. Stupid Girl by Garbage. For question 14, that was Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. And the final one, question 15, that was I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on, let us know what you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.